Savunga's only postal worker resigned in mid-November, and now the St. Lawrence Island community of 700 has been without regular postal service for almost 2 weeks, and still no indication of when a permanent replacement will be hired. Savunga resident Delbert Pungawi says he's never seen the post office shut down for so long. Community members are waiting for social security checks, food stamps, and money to pay for bills, not to mention medication and other online essentials.
We're having hard enough time right now with the elders' checks, too, that is desperately needed for groceries and paying our bills. So we're really in a hard spot right now. The whole community is really suffering.
Without checks arriving by mail, Pungawi says the community is strapped for cash. That's prompting many to use debit cards if possible to make necessary purchases at the local store.
The cash flow is really going down at the store and our grocery supplies. So there's a real big concern right now for cash flow.
Dawn Peppinger is a marketing manager for the U.S. Postal Service in Alaska. She says the Postal Service is doing what it can to provide temporary relief. Last Monday through Saturday, they flew in a postmaster from Barrow to distribute packages that piled up in the Savunga post office. And barring any weather delays, Peppinger says a postmaster from Teller should fly this afternoon to work at the Savunga office for another week and a half. Peppinger says the closures can be longer than desired because the Postal Service has to find a worker willing to leave their work and family to work at another community. It's ideal, she says, if a community has one or two postmaster relief workers who can step into the full-time job when the postal worker is out of commission.
So that any time we have an unexpected absence, you know, someone's going to get sick, someone's going to get hurt, or a family member has an issue or something like that that happens that causes them to be unable to work that day, then the backup person would be able to fill in for them.
The first step, Peppinger says, is getting postmaster relief workers in each community in rural Alaska. Eventually, she says the Postal Service hopes to hire a career postal worker for each village, which would have regular hours and benefits. For now, she says, Peppinger is working through applications for the relief position in Savunga. She says interviews will happen in the coming weeks. Pungawi's biggest concern, however, is that it's taking so long for the Postal Service to solve what he calls a preventable problem.
What I'm really shocked with is there was no immediate reaction. This was really a perfectly preventable disaster. That's what it's really come down to, is a postal disaster.
Peppinger encourages anyone interested to apply for a postmaster relief positions to view open positions online at usps.com/employment.